It's not uncommon when I meet someone new and I tell them that I am a homeschooling mother of 6 children and I run my own business that they very often stop with perhaps a mouth open and say, "How do you juggle all of that?" That's what I want to unpack on today's episode.
Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am Rita Johnson, your host, and here we talk about all things health, hormones, natural living, and how to take care of that amazing body God has given you.
So the first thing I want to say when somebody asks me, how in the world do you juggle all that, is to just simply say, I don't. Truly and honestly, I don't. I have a whole lot of help and a whole lot goes into running this crazy mess of a life that I call mine. And I absolutely love it. It fuels me. It does not deplete me. But I really want to kind of unpack this because I think especially as women, we can look to each other and see, you know, whether it's your neighbor across the street or somebody you've just met and look at all that they're doing in their life and be very overwhelmed. Oftentimes we feel so overwhelmed in our own season and stage of life that instead of picturing the things that the person in front of us doesn't have to deal with that we do, instead we kind of amass what they are doing and put it on top of what we're already doing. And so because this is our tendency, I just want to take some time to talk about how I do juggle the many things on my plate and how this may look different from what you have on your plate. I think this is really important to kind of shed some light on this and to help us run from this attitude of competition instead of collaboration, right? So in the entrepreneurial world that I am in, there's a lot of talk of how we need to really work on helping each other build each other up as opposed to just being viewing each other as competitors, right? Particularly in the Christian entrepreneurial world and then the Catholic entrepreneurial world. And then you're looking at moms that are really called to business in the midst of raising our families. It's a very niche upon niche group of women. And yet there still is this tendency for competition over collaboration. And I think the more that we can be transparent with each other, the more that can help. Whether you are homeschooling or you have your own business or not, I just really want to give you a little glimpse into my life and how I handle things because I think that can be so very insightful. So the first thing I want to start off by saying, and I see this time and time again as I'm working with women, is that my level of ability to handle different things on my plate is going to be totally different than yours. And we can kind of, I like to actually visualize a plate and the things on the plate as the different jobs we have, as opposed to multiple plates in the air or multiple hats on our head. Because a plate, we can very easily see that there's only room for so much, right? When we think about wearing multiple hats or having multiple plates, it's a little more vague in terms of how can we juggle multiple things. So if we look at a plate, and I would say a big fat dinner plate, for me, a large size dinner plate is good, and I can fill that up with different things. Obviously, you know, if I have 10 things on my dinner plate, like a Thanksgiving meal, I'm not going to be able to have as much of those 10 things as if I had 4 things on my plate. And I think that kind of feeds into the, you know, if we do, we might be able to do less better than doing a myriad of things. But that's really kind of not my point on this. What I want to say is that different women have different sized plates, and there may be different things that contribute to the larger plate size. For me personally, I know that my marriage increased my plate size, if you will. Having a supportive, encouraging husband that is my biggest fan is really, really powerful for me to increase that. But also, there's a lot of my journey to this place that has grown that plate size as well. So for me personally, I've done a lot of spiritual healing. I've done a lot of mindset work. I've done a lot of physical healing. I'm really dialed into foods that help me to feel good and run at optimal energy and foods that do not, and I avoid those. I'm really disciplined about getting in my workout, but also knowing when I need to have rest day, even if it's not something I planned on. But just really listening to my body and learning how it needs to be supported, even in this busy season of my life. Right now I have an almost 4-month-old baby, and my oldest is 16. And there's a lot of monkey wrenches in my day right now that I definitely did not have even a couple years ago. Right, a couple years ago, my youngest was 2 at the time, and my oldest was 14. He wasn't working outside of the house. I was only homeschooling one in high school. There was multiple things that were a lot less on my plate, even though my husband still worked a lot of hours. So that's a big factor for me as well. So looking at the different size plates and remembering that we all have a different size plate, I want to talk a little more about that. So how can we juggle that, right? How do we work on supporting our mind, body, and soul health when truly just taking care of myself some days feels like a lot of work? And I will say that the longer you've put off taking care of yourself, the more work it's going to feel like, especially as you get started. It tends to be the clients that have neglected themselves the most have the hardest time adapting their life to add things in that are going to fuel and help them, like working out, like taking time to have spiritual reading or prayer time in the morning, like time to do something that is leisurely that just fills their soul. So really, when we're looking at this, how am I going to balance adding something else in? The first thing I encourage women to do is to pray about it. Ask the Lord, is there something that I'm carrying right now that you're calling me to lay down? Sometimes it is the stress of being a perfectionist in the kitchen, trying to only feed our people the most perfect, amazing food. Sometimes it's cooking every single thing from scratch. Sometimes it's a need to control to a point where we don't let our husband help us or our children help us. Whatever that is for you, it may also be something more intangible. It might be grief that you haven't processed through. It might be unforgiveness you're holding onto in your heart. And then the next step, I think, is to reframe whatever is the hardest thing for you to imagine in somebody else's life. So often what we can do is we'll look, again, looking at our neighbor, looking at a woman we just met, and we think to ourselves, wow, I could never. And there is something usually really specific that we feel like I could never. And when we get to that place, we oftentimes, we almost see that person as someone we can no longer relate to, right? So, for example, if I have a dear friend who lives most of her year out of the country. And so I could very easily think to myself, well, gosh, I could never. And something about her lifestyle, something about the way they've chosen to raise their family, as if it is unsurmountable. And then I change her ever so slightly from being a human that I can learn and grow with to somebody that does something that is so beyond possible in my thoughts that we can no longer connect. We can no longer collaborate and grow from each other and listen to each other, even if I'm at a different place in life than she is. I think oftentimes when we think, how does somebody do something or how do you juggle it all, we look at the very tangible things. We look at their day-to-day, how are they, you know, homeschooling, running a business, having time to work out, cultivating a faith life in a family, which is a big stress on its own. How do they get dinner on the table? How do they do these things in their everyday life? And when you get to that place, I just want you to pause and take a deep breath. Anytime we feel overwhelmed, we feel anxious, worried, worked up, or that competitive spirit starts to sink in, just take a deep breath. Invite the Lord's grace into that moment and ask Him what He's calling you to learn from that experience of encountering another human being that's so overwhelming to you. Because oftentimes what I see is that's His invitation to us to really double down on our own healing journey. It may be in the way of incorporating exercise into your every week. It may be learning how to get a little bit better at getting dinner on the table instead of buying it from somewhere. It may be just being a little more mindful of those thoughts that you need to hold captive that are really causing you to or allowing you to sabotage your own health journey. Wherever you are right now, friend, I just invite you to not be overwhelmed by the women in your life that are doing what the Lord has called them to. Because the amazing, incredible thing is the Lord has called you to much as well. And the more that we can really focus on healing mind, body, and soul, the more the Lord can speak into us in that season. So I just really invite you, when you get overwhelmed by somebody else's schedule or day, take a deep breath and say, "Come, Holy Spirit," and ask the Lord to show you what it is about this person's life that is convicting you in your own journey. Be mindful, friend, that you don't have to do this alone. If you'd like to walk alongside of someone that can help you to identify what are those next steps in your health journey that can really help move you forward in this pursuit of mind, body, and soul health, I invite you to schedule a free discovery call with me. I would love to chat about what's been going on with you and how we can support you in your health journey. Always remember that your health is a balancing act. Health is really made up of all these small choices we are making every day. If we don't start here with these small intentional steps, the rest doesn't matter. I want you to remember that health is your body's way of saying thank you for how you're treating me. Thank you so much. It causes us to slow down and listen if things are not working well. And if we don't listen, it will start to yell. And that's when we really start to get closer to advanced disease. For some of this, it can happen when our hormones are off or we can't take it anymore. Others, it happens when we're trying to conceive and we just hit a wall and we're so frustrated that this is continuing to be where we are at. For other people, it might be through excess weight gain or chronic pain. All of these things are ways that our body is saying, enough. I need some help. I need some support.